With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Amid a growing number of attacks on American military installations in Iraq and Syria, U.S. fighter jets have attacked two weapons and ammo storage depots in eastern Syria. The facilities used by Iran's Revolutionary Guards.
The strikes follow a direct message by President Biden to Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, warning against attacks on U.S. troops. And on his direction, the U.S. military struck two facilities in eastern Syria. The Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin described the strikes as narrowly targeted and intended to protect and defend U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. Over the last week and a half, the U.S. has seen increasing attacks on its military bases in those countries. Iran has warned that it will not spare U.S. targets from attacks if Israel continues to bomb Gaza.
The BBC's Shin Gang-Yoka in Washington. Preparing for a major offensive in Gaza, Israel's military again launching a limited raid into Gaza overnight, the second ground assault on Hamas targets in Gaza City in as many days. Iran's deputy foreign minister has met with Hamas officials in Moscow. That's according to Russia's TASS news agency, which says they discussed a ceasefire and humanitarian support for Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, a massive manhunt goes on for a second day in Maine. Hundreds of police and FBI agents searching for the man accused of carrying out a massacre in Lewiston.
Maine residents have been keeping to their homes since the shooting as authorities search for 40-year-old Robert Card, a U.S. Army reservist with firearms instructor training.
Correspondent Donna Warder says 13 people killed, 18 injured in the shootings at a bowling alley and an eatery. Police thought that Card might be at a family property in Bowdoin, but turns out he wasn't there. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 13 points, NASDAQ futures up 105. This is SRN News. Christian legal firms stepping up to help parents purge their schools of pornographic books.
In addition to considering a parental rights issue, I think it's a child abuse issue because of the potential harm that's done to young children when they see sexually inappropriate material.
Teresa Sidebotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
It can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. Girls can be objectified early. That increases their risk for anorexia and other self-harming disorders.
And there's another problem.
It makes them more vulnerable to abuse by adults. Pedophiles use this kind of material to groom children. I mean, this historically has been where kids will get exposed to this type of thing.
She advises moms and dads to find out what books their kids are being exposed to in school, and if there's a problem, take action. Contacting school officials, good place to start. This is SRN News. Pro-life groups being outspent in that important Ohio special ballot.
Supporters of a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Ohio Constitution are far outraising their pro-life opponents in the months leading up to the November election. Campaign filings show the pro-issue one campaign brought in nearly $29 million from donors since September 8th. The campaign against the amendment raised just under $10 million in the same time period. Much of the money in support of abortion has come from out-of-state donors and groups. Data from the campaign ad spending tracker Ad Impact shows abortion groups are on track to outspend pro-life groups by about $7 million through Election Day. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden has met with the new House Speaker Mike Johnson at the White House. Johnson joined by Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries. They discussed Biden's request for nearly $106 billion for Israel, Ukraine, and national security needs. More details, SRNnews.com.